In the day's other headlines, a former top aide to President Trump, Taylor Budovich, testified before a federal grand jury about classified documents at Mr. Trump's Florida estate. On Twitter, Budovich said, quote, "I fulfilled the legal obligation to testify, and I answered every question honestly." The new grand jury is separate from a panel in Washington. Both are reportedly investigating Mr. Trump's handling of classified material recovered from his Mar-a-Lago home. A teenager in Richmond, Virginia, was arraigned today in a shooting that killed two people and wounded five just after a high school graduation. Tuesday's attack left families stunned and police trying to restore order. The interim police chief says the 19-year-old suspect singled out one of the new graduates. He was killed along with his father.
This was targeted at one individual, and so they knew each other and had an ongoing dispute. That's what we know at this time. But as I said, this is still a fluid situation. We're hours into the investigation, and we will learn more as we go.
The accused gunman is charged with second-degree murder and is being held without bond. A white woman in Ocala, Florida, is now charged with killing her black neighbor, Ajika Owens, in a case that brought demands for action. Owens was fatally shot in a Friday night confrontation. Last night, Susan Lawrence was charged with manslaughter. The local sheriff says it took time to review her claim of self-defense.
When we do these investigations of cases of this level, rushing in to make an arrest is not the right thing to do sometimes. My detectives cannot complete an investigation without getting all sides of a story. And that night, all we had was one person's story, and that was the shooter's story.
Lawrence had said she fired through her front door when Owens tried to break it down. The sheriff said ultimately investigators found it was not a stand-your-ground case, but in his words, quote, simply a killing. In Rome, Pope Francis is recovering tonight after undergoing abdominal surgery. The pontiff left for the hospital earlier today. His doctor said the three-hour operation repaired a hernia apparently caused by colon surgery in 2021.
L'intervento chirurgico e l'anestesia generale.
The surgery and general anesthesia went off without complications. The Holy Father reacted well to both the surgery and the anesthesia. The Holy Father is already awake. He has already joked around and teased me.
Pope Francis is 86 years old. He's expected to remain hospitalized for several days. Back in this country, a school board in Southern California has voted to designate June as Pride Month after supporters and opponents came to blows. People on both sides gathered Tuesday evening outside the Glendale School District headquarters. Tempers flared and a fight erupted in the parking lot with people punching and tackling each other. Police quickly moved in to break up the brawl and clear the area. CNN has fired its embattled CEO, Chris Licht, after just a year on the job. He'd vowed to bring the cable network closer to the political center, but ratings and revenue sagged. The final blows may have been a scathing profile in The Atlantic, following a widely criticized live town hall with former President Trump. And Wall Street had a mixed finish as losses by big tech stocks weighed down the market. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 91 points to close at 33,665. But the Nasdaq fell 171 points, or 1.3%. The S&P 500 slipped 16 points. Still to come on the NewsHour, how police officers' words in the first seconds of a traffic stop affect the outcome for black drivers. A new role on theater and film sets aimed to ensure safety in intimate scenes. A statue of Pulitzer Prize-winning novelist Willa Cather is unveiled in the U.S. Capitol, plus much more.
This is the PBS NewsHour from WETA Studios in Washington and in the West from the Walter Cronkite School of Journalism at Arizona State University.